We're going to try, Be'ez Hashem, the next, beginning today and then the next few Thursdays, to learn a little bit Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah. We'll focus on Hashar, the Shar Ravi. Maybe just two unrelated, unconnected words of introduction. The last lines in Masechus Megillah, Tana Rabbanan, Moshe Tikken Lehem LeYisrael Shiyu Sholin V'Doshin B'Inyano Shel Yom Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. One should, part of observing Yom Tov is to engage in the Talmud Torah of the Yom Tov. So Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres Shvuas Ba'atzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. There's a famous Marsha who comments, why doesn't the Vayisim mention Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Halachas Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also. So he says, Chazal were afraid that we might have misunderstood. If the Baisa would have included Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim in the list, so we would have understood, perhaps, that what the Baisa had in mind is Hilchos Tshuva, and that would have been a mistake to associate Hilchos Tshuva with the Yom Nara. Hilchos Tshuva is something which is relevant all year long. Tshuva, unlike mitzvah schar mitzvah matzah, unlike the shtei alechem on Shavuos, unlike hilchos lulav, with those halachas taka are only operative seasonally in each moed. Hilchos Tshuva is something which is operative all year long. So, in a certain sense, it's wrong and misleading to be learning Shari Tshuva in only in Chodesh Elul and in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So that's point of introduction number one. Point number two, the classical, what we classify as the classical Sifrei Musar, whether it's Rabbeinu Yonah's Shari Tshuva, jumping forward, fast forwarding a few hundred years, Ramchal's Maseilas Yesharim, they're not only Svarim, which are a source, which can be a source of Hesoros, a source of inspiration. They're Sifrei Limud. The Sifrei Limud, the same way, if a person wants to really understand Inyanei Nezikin, so a person has to learn Maseches Bava Kamma and other things. Be'iyun, it's a limud. In Yanei Tshuva, in Yanei Musar, they're also a limud. And the Sefer Musar is something to not just look to as a source of his oros, but it's a Sefer Limud. The same way Masechah Shabbos and the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos and the Torah Shulchan Aruch down to the Shemesh Shabbos Kalchasa. It's a Sifrei Limud in Shabbos, Melachah Shabbos, those sugyas. There are sugyas of Musa, there are sugyas of Tshuva. And to try to take advantage in the positive sense of the phrase, to try to take advantage of something like Shaarei Teshuva, it needs to be a sefer limud, not just viewed as a sefer of Hesaurus. So let's begin here in Shaarei. Kedarach sheyesh laguf choli umadve. Ken yesh la nefesh. The same way there's physical sickness, physical illness, so too there's spiritual sickness, spiritual illness. I'm not sure here in context of Rabbeinu Yonah how we're supposed to distinguish the two words, holy and madva. Let's say we had it in last week's parsha. What comes? What's in the pasuk before v'chol madvei mitzrayim haroyim? What comes before that in the pasuk? I'm sorry. What comes? Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. V'heisa Hashem imcha kol choli, v'chol midvei mitzrayim haroyim. So, in that pasuk, so the Ibn Ezra, and then I think after the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, the Sforno, say the same as well. In that context, the Ibn Ezra says that choli means natural, and madvei, at least in context of madvei mitzrayim, means supernatural. So choli means natural sicknesses, and madvei mitzrayim were the makos. The makos weren't natural illnesses. But I'm not sure here in context how in Rabbeinu Yonah we should be distinguishing those two words. But so, glossing over that point, at least for the moment, illness of the soul, umadvei hanefesh v'cholya, are two. Midoseha haraos v'chatoeha. Corrupt midas and sins. The vocabulary l'chora is, even though the vocabulary is different, but l'chora, the what Rabbeinu Yonah here has in mind when he speaks about a midos ra'os b'chatoim is similar to a passage that the Rambam has in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Ba'al Toma, says the Rambam, she'ein ha'tshuva ela me'aver she'yesh bahan ma'isa, kigon zenus v'gezel gneva. Don't think that tshuva only is relevant, only relates to active averos. Averos which express themselves concretely. Kigon zenos v'gezel gneva. No, rather, k'shem tzach adam loshu me'elu, just as is a chiv to do tshuva from these, kachu tzach l'chapes b'deos ra'os she'yesh lo. Person also has to scrutinize his character traits. Identify what deos ra'os he has. Kachu tzach l'chapes b'deos ra'os she'yesh lo v'loshu me'hen. Min ha'kas, min ha'eva, min ha'kina, min ha'tachros, min ha'hesa, u'meridifas ha'momon v'ha'kovod, u'meridifas ha'ma'acholos v'chayot sebohen. Min ha'kol tzorach lachzor b'tshuva. Ve'elu ha'avonos koshin me'osim sheyesh b'han ma'isa. The Rambam says, in truth, averos which consist of having a bad midah poses a more formidable challenge to do tshuva than an avera, which is, in quotation marks, only something which expressed itself in a maisa. So bizman she'adam nishka ve'elu, when a person is immersed, is wallowing in midos rosh, kasha hu lefresh. V'chein hu omer yazov rosh darko v'yishoven machshav osov. So the same coupling of, presumably, in Rabbeinu Yonah, chatoyim, again, mean chatoyim sheyesh b'han maisa, or where the chet consists of sheval tasa, right? Chatoyim sheyesh b'han maisa. But midos ros are also it's not a midos chasidus that we don't harbor or don't tolerate the midos ros. It's to be equated with chatoyim. Again, the vocabulary is different in that the Rambam makes the point by saying that don't think that that avonos are only, again, things which can be measured and express themselves in maisa, but they're also midos ros. And Rabbeinu Yonah says it as midos ros and chatoyim. But the fact that midos ros is mentioned in the same breath with chatoyim, it's clearly being equated in terms of iser. It's possible that the difference in vocabulary points reflects a deeper difference as well. Reb Chaim Vital has in the beginning, this is a passage which is much quoted. Reb Chaim Vital has in the beginning of Shari Kedusha, I think in the future Thursday we'll begin with a kapitel tilim for the air conditioning. The air conditioning's having a forced slider, so maybe you'll remind me next week. The Chaim Vital has in Shari Kedusha at the beginning, he says there's a certain paradox with which we're confronted. On the one hand, Chazal speak of midos ra'os in terms of what's the right word or the right expression? As things which are, if anything, worse than other averus. Kol ha-koes kilo over avodah zara. We don't find that kol ha-ochel nevelas ha-trefus is kilo over avodah zara. But kol ha-koes is kilo over avodah zara. And kola magbia libo, a person is arrogant, is ki'ilu kafa ve'ikar. Again, we don't find averus described in those draconian terms, with those extreme lashonos. So that's on the one hand. And all of that, all of Chazal, that's all, of course, darshend, but me'idach gisa, when you look in minyan ha-mitzvahs, says Reb Chaim Vital, so you don't find it. Reb Chaim Vital says that if you search high and low in minyan ha-mitzvahs, you don't find an iser kas. So how can it be that on the one hand, the chomer hadava, as Chazal describe it, seems to eclipse that of other mitzvahs and isurim, and yet it's didn't find its way into Minyan HaMitzvos. That's the paradox that Reb Chaim Vital sees and is commenting on. So Reb Chaim Vital, maybe just to give a moshul as a hakdama to his answer. Moshul l'madav adama. Let's say you'll have someone who, I don't know if such a thing exists, but if it exists, opens up a catalog for medical school. And he looks to see what courses medical school students take in first year medical school, second year medical school. And he sees there's no basic biology, there's no basic chemistry, no basic biochemistry. So his inference that he draws is, oh, so apparently biology and chemistry are irrelevant to being a doctor. Well, that's his inference. In truth, obviously, the inference is point faker, right? The correct inference is, no, they're so basic and they're so essential that they're preconditions, that they're prerequisites for getting admitted to medical school in the first place. So the absence of something can point to a lack of importance, or on the contrary, it can point to something which is so fundamental and so foundational that it's a prerequisite. So Reb Chaim Vital then says, he says it in Lashonos of Kabbalah, different levels of the nefesh ha-sichlis, nefesh ha... But leaving aside that scheme, Reb Chaim Vital says that midos are not present in the mitzvahs because they're prerequisites for mitzvahs. They're the foundations. A certain level of midos a person has to have before you can even address a mitzvah to him. Right? All mitzvahs ultimately tap into self-discipline. That's one easy way to begin to understand what Reb Chaim Vital is talking about. If a person is totally, totally undisciplined, so what are you going to tell him? The Torah says do this, the Torah says don't do that. There's a certain, there are midos, which are a certain level of midos, which are a prerequisite for it. And Memela, Reb Chaim Vital says, that's why, on the one hand, you find that Chazal depict the Midos Ros as being more chomor than those Averos which you find in Minyan HaMitzvahs. On the other hand, they themselves are not in Minyan HaMitzvahs because they're the prerequisites. They're the basic biology, the basic chemistry. That's so basic and so fundamental and so essential. The Taki isn't taught in medical school. Now, the Rambam thinks that midos are in the Minyan HaMitzvahs because all the midos rose, the Rambam basically thinks are all included in are all also mitam balach de bedrachov. So it's a very different scheme in that sense. It could be, yitachin, it could be that what we described initially as, you know, just a difference in phraseology between this opening line in Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. We said that the Rambam, when he wants to focus our attention not only on Maisim but on Midos, says Al Toma that there are only Avonos sheyesh ben Maisa, there are also Avonos she'ein ben Maisa, which are Midos Ros. And when Rabbeinu Yonah wants to focus our attention not only on Maisim but the Midos Ros, he doesn't say that there are Chatoim of Midos Ros. He calls them, he says there's a class of Chatoim, a class of Midos Ros. It could be that Rabbeinu Yonah also understood, like Reb Chaim Vital, that they apparently have a much more constricted understanding of what v'halach de bedrachov is. And for them, midos tovos, midos ros, again, they're not less mandatory than the Rambam. But on the contrary, that what might be reflected in this phrase is that Rabbeinu Yonah again agrees with what the Shari Kedusha says. No, they're so fundamental, they're so foundational. The most important part of the building is the part that you don't see, right? Is the foundation that's beneath the ground, which supports, which holds up the building. So too, the most important thing is what you don't see in Minyan Mitzvahs. That's what's the most important. Rabbeinu Yonah says that, excuse me, the Shari Kedusha says that in the Furish. He says that Amida Ra'a is worse than a Chet She'esh Ma'amaisa. It's a very sobering passage. Let's try to continue a little bit here. B'shuv Rasha Midako Ha'ra'a, when the Rasha does tshuva, Yirapei Hashem Yizbarach Choli HaNefesh HaChotes Kemo Shenema Hashem Chaneni Refo'o Nafshi Kichotasi Loch V'ne'amar V'shov V'rafalot. We need to read a little bit more to have a vantage point to try to appreciate something here. V'alder sheyimatzei po'omim b'sachalui haguf shehukal hacholei me'olav v'olsa aruchas rov hamadva. Sometimes, again, using the analogy of physical illness, sometimes by physical illness, most of the illness has been dispelled. It's mostly cured. However, v'od lo yinaka haguf mimenu, but for the body to be totally cleansed, totally cleared, zulasi b'mishle hamashkim hamorim. You have to. He needs bitter medicines, liquids. V'od sheyisbol hatzar b'inrei nafsho mikol machol tava. Sometimes refuah in the physical realm involves yisurim. Achman Olatzlan, people who, as one example, who receive chemo, there can be tremendous physical yisurim associated with refuah saguf. Kein yesh nefesh chola me'ovon rav. No, rav in Lashon HaKodesh means something which is over the top. It can be over the top because of quantitative reasons, or it can be, as is the meaning here, qualitatively over the top. Again, Moshel Amad Avadoma. Imagine the phrase in elementary school classroom. So you have a kid who is interrupting. So after he does it for the 20th time in the past 10 minutes, so the teacher tells him, you know, it's just too much. You know, you have to go leave the classroom or whatever the teacher says. It's just too much. Or you can have a kid who turns around and punches very hard the kid who's sitting next to him in class. So then it's not a question of that he does it 20 times, but the first time the teacher says that's too much. So Rav can be a quantitative assessment or it can be a qualitative assessment. Here, it can be both, but here it means primarily the qualitative. Ken yesh nefesh chole me'ovan rov. V'afo pishen nirpa rov ha'choli. V'sor marbis chelke ha'onesh acherei ha'tshuva. V'shav Hashem yizbarach mecharon apo. Lo sinaka ha'nefesh adena min ha'choli. V'lo nirtza avona. Ara sheyivasa ha'chote b'yisurim v'huchach. Also So Rabbeinu Yonah later will quote from the Chilukei Kapar from Masachas Yuma, which is what he's anticipating here, that for Avonos Chamurim, so Tshuva V'Yom HaKippurim Atolim, but the full Kapara requires Yisurim. That's what he's describing. He proceeds to to have other values to this. So again, just to reread one, or just to reiterate one point. B'shuv roshu midarko haro o yirape Hashem yizbara choli hanefesh hachotes. When a person does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then heals, cures the spiritual illness, the spiritual sickness. Good. Jump ahead for a moment to Os Dalet, Rav Osai. We have Os Dalet here. V'yesh ovon asher lo sinokeh hanefesh mimenu ubilti tahorahi ve'eino ritzuya. Ad asher hamoves yafid beina uvein aguf asher choto bo kamo sheyesh choli shelo yinokeh aguf mimenu kol hayomim v'hu ovon chilul Hashem. Right? Of the chilukei kapara. So the last one is rachman atzlan chilul Hashem, where full kapara is only attained when a person dies. V'hu avon chil Hashem shenema v'hine sasun v'simcha horog baka v'tshocha tzon ki lo hayu mashkichem al divei neviyim v'lo charedim aleim avalo hayu kovim begoloi v'hakel chaverim b'mine simcha, eat, drink, and be merry. Right? That's what v'hine sasun v'simcha horog baka v'tshocha tzon, ignoring the musa ha-neviyim, eat, drink, and be merry. V'nema alze im yechupa ha'oven hazal lachem ad temusun. So you see, explicitly, the Navi says in that context, this ovon of Chil Hashem will not be atoned for ad temusun. V'nema v'yu maliva malachi ha'alokim uvozim dvar u'misate im b'neviyov ad alos chamas Hashem be'amo, that they were insulting and scorning the words of the Nevi'im until Hashem's wrath was so aroused, ad la'ein marpe. So what does ad la'ein marpe mean in this pasuk according to Rabbeinu Yonah? What does ad la'ein marpe mean in this pasuk, I will say? The full refuah, meaning the full kapar. And this pasuk is a proof text for what Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about. Again, the last of the chilukei kapara, that for Chil Hashem, there's no full kapara until the person dies. And that's what ad la'ein marpe means. Now the Rambam quotes this same pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. In Perek Vav of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that Efshar Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, the Efshar Sheyechta HaAdam Chay Gadol O Chatoim Harbe. So notice these are the two types of Rav that we just spoke about, right? The Efshar Sheyechta HaAdam Chay Gadol O Chatoim Harbe, right? It can be over the top, quantitatively or qualitatively. So the Rambam says that's the pshat by Paro, many actions like Paro, that at a certain point, Paro had sinned so egregiously that his punishment was that he lost the ability to do tshuva. The Rambam says proof texts to this midah, to this midah sadin, Hu shakadosh baruch hu omar al yedei Yeshayahu, hashmein lei v'om hazeh, v'oznav hachvei v'enav hosha, pen yireh v'enav v'oznav yishma v'levov l'yavin v'shav v'rafalo. Meaning, I'm going to desensitize them so that they won't do tshuva. V'chein hu omer, listen to this, Rabbi Osei. If you have it, take a look. It's Vav Gimel here in tshuva. V'chein hu omer, v'yu malivim b'malachi ha'alokim, u'bozim devarav, u'misateim b'neviyav, ad alos chamas Hashem ba'apo ad la'ein marpe. Komar,
Chotu beritzonam behirvul efshoa atcha nishaivul en noa mehen hachuva shehi hamarpe. So how did the Rambam learn pshat in this pasuk? The same pasuk that we have here in Shari Tshuva, right? The same pasuk that Rabbeinu Yonah quoted here in Oz Dalid, the Rambam is quoting here in Vav Gimel. But for Rabbeinu Yonah, that pasuk illustrates the midah that Fechil Hashem Kapara isn't complete until there's Misa, which is another way of saying that there isn't complete Kapara while a person is still in Olam Hazah. Whereas for the Rambam, that pasuk illustrates something else. That pasuk illustrates that there are exceptional cases throughout the course of history where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken away the ability to do tshuva. Right? The Rambam obviously agrees with Rabbeinu Yonah's Chila Kapara V'Chila Hashem. He just says that's not what that pasuk is talking about. And possibly Rabbeinu Yonah agrees with Halacha Gimel here also, and he just doesn't think that's what that pasuk is talking about. So what we have here again in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah is for this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, when the pasuk says that because they were Mal'ivim B'Malachei Elokim, that it was Alos Hamas Hashem Adla Einarte. So for Rabbeinu Yonah, the Adla Einarte means that they won't get full kapara while they're still in Olam Hazeh. That's what it means, Adla Einarte. It's like someone, Rahman Hashem, going to the doctor and getting a diagnosis and being told that, you know, you have to learn to live with this because this condition is never going to, there's no cure. This condition is not going to go away, Rahman Hashem. That's what Adla Einarpe means. And for the Rambam, Adla Einarpe means no. This is illustrating the paro category. That an individual or a group can sin so egregiously, can be so over the top, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is monea tshuva. Okay, that's sort of that. Those are the facts of the difference of opinion. But what it points to is something, again, very, very important, and we're just going to begin to talk about it today, but it runs much deeper than we're going to get to. The psukim, which Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, and other psukim, which he doesn't quote here, speak of refuah, speak of a person doing tshuva, and there being a refuah. But there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. What is it that the Navi is depicting as refuah? For the Rambam, what the Navi depicts, what Kisra HaKodesh depicts as refuah, is the tshuva gufa is refuah. V'chein hu omer, rereading here in the Vav Gimel, even listen to this right? The refuah, when it says v'shav v'rafalo, it's not a v'shav b v'rafalo. Veshav, which is gufa the rafalo, right? Not A and B. A, veshav, and no, that's not how the Rambam understood it. Further reflection, I mean, you don't need any more than this Rambam and Rav Gimel, but it never hurts to find another Rambam. Never a downside. But if you go back to Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos, Chole Haguf, the Rambam again is using this analogy. Chole Haguf, sometimes people with a physical malady, Toa min hamar, masot, la hamasot mar. not quite called it, but halfway there, right? Their sense of taste is affected. What's bitter, they taste as sweet, and what's sweet, they taste as bitter. V'yesh min acholim, that there is some cholim are afflicted in that. They want to eat dirt and coals, ashes. So too, people whose nefashos, who have a spiritual malady. So the analog to this physical phenomenon, the spiritual analog to that is that the oav ben hadeil saros v'sonin hadar hatovo misatz l'malachas bo v'hi kveda aleihem ma'ol d'fi chol yom v'chein yeshayahu omer ba'anoshim halalu hoi ha'omim l'ra tov v'latov ra somim choshech v'or v'or l'choshech somim mar l'masok. Skipping a little bit, the halacha base. The ketzah he refuasa. So what's the refuah for the choli hanefesh? Misha hu baal chema omim lo lahan hegatzma shem huka v'kula la yargish klal. Im hoya gvar lev, I skipped a sentence. Im hoya gvar lev yanig atzma b'vizayin harbay. So here too, the refuah is what the person does. The refuah is the tshuva itself. Right? The same thing that hamarpe, shehi tshuva, is that is clearly what underlies here in Perek Beis Luchos Deis as well. So compare, contrast that to the opening line we had here in the opening lines in Shari Tshuva. Kedarach sheyesh laguf choli umadva ken yesh la nefesh. Umadve hanefesh v'cholio midoseha. Excuse me. Umadve hanefesh v'cholio midoseha ros v'chatoeha. Now, ubeshuv v'ashem midako hara'a yirape hashem yizbarach choli hanefesh achotes. K'mo she'ne'emar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do the tshuva. The person does the tshuva, right? But the Rosh does the tshuva. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows the refuah. Ubeshuv v'ashem midako hara'a. Yirape Hashem Yizbarach Choli Hanefesh Achotes. K'mo she'ne'emar Hashem Chaneni Refa'a Nafshi Kechatasi Lach V'ne'emar V'shav V'rafa Lo. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the pshat in the pasuk V'shav V'rafa Lo is A, V'shav, and B, V'rafa Lo. And this difference, so for Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not the tshuva, and again, clearly this is, you know, you can compare trying to run a sugi sometimes to, you know, peeling away layers. You get from the most superficial understanding to one layer deeper to et cetera. So we certainly haven't gotten to the deeper layers here. But for Rabbeinu Yonah, when the psukim speak of refuah in context of tshuva, what it means is, in the aftermath of tshuva, a person is healed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for the Rambam, when the psukim speak of tshuva, the psukim mean that the person tshuva heals. Tshuva cures. That's why for the Rambam, when it said, Ad la'ein marpe, so what does that pasuk mean? If there's no refuah, that pasuk means there's no tshuva. So then that pasuk is mafurish, talking about this paro category of sinners. Mashen kein for Rabbeinu Yonah, ad la'ein marpe means ad la'ein kapara, ad la'ein what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That pasuk is not talking about the paro category. It's talking about the chil Hashem category, where the person can do tshuva, but as long as he's in olam hazeh, he doesn't get the full kapara, the full refuah. Okay, so what we need to try, Glinander and Hashem, next week, to hopefully we'll pick up with this, is to try to understand what underlies this difference between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah in terms of whether the tshuva gufa affects the cure and the healing process. Well, whether no, the tshuva is tshuva, and then the refuah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to, as it were, step in to affect the refuah. So, Bli Nedar Tzeshem, we'll begin with this.